Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Pesach im Perik Tess. Mishnah Gimel. Mabin Pesach Rishon L'Sheni. What's the difference between the first Pesach and the second Pesach? Sagt der Mishnah, HaRishon, when it comes to the first Pesach on Yud Aleph Nissen, Asa B'Bal Yiro B'Bal Yomotza. Can't have any chametz in your house, there's an Isser. Of no chametz shall be seen or found in your house. On the other hand, V'Hasheni, by Pesach Sheni, which is brought on Yud Aleph Iyar, 30 days later, Matzah v'chametz, imay bebayis. He can have both matzah and chametz with him in his house. The pasuk says, "Kichal chukas haPesach, yasu oisa." The Torah is telling us we should make the second Pesach with all the laws of the first Pesach. But Chazal understand from here it refers only to the actual laws of the korban itself. The Batanura explains it this way: there's something called mitzvah shebigufay, and there is something called mitzvah shealgufay. Mitzvah shebigufay means anything that has to do with the carbon. It has to be roasted. You have to eat it together with matzah and morar. Then there are side mitzvahs, mitzvahs shealgufay, that are not directly related to the carbon. For example, the mitzvah of destroying your chametz, the law of not shechting chametz when you have chametz in your possession. But because in regard to the Pesach Sheni, the pasuk says, Kichal chukas haPesach yasu oisai, so we understand anything that refers only to the carbon. The same way you do the Pesach Rishon, you do the Pesach Sheni. But the side things, like not having chametz, that does not apply to Pesach Sheni. Another difference between the first Pesach and the second Pesach is, like the Mishnah Vayter, as we continue over here, Perik Tes Mishnah Gimel, HaRishon, in regard to Pesach Rishon on Yud Aleph Nisan, which is brought on Yud Aleph Nisan and eaten at night, Toyin Halel Bachilosai, you have to say Halel when you eat it. On the other hand, V'Hasheni, in regard to the Pesach Sheni, Einai Toyin Halel Bachilosai. You don't have to say Halel when you eat it. And this is learned from the Pasuk, Hashir Yilechem Kalel Hiskadish Chag. That's a Pasuk in the Navi Yeshayah. So we learn from there, it's the Leil HaMekudish Lechag, which is the night of Pesach, Tesvav Nisan, the night of Tesvav, that requires Halal, that requires Shir. Pesach Sheni, 30 days later, does not require Shira when you're eating it. This is only when you're eating it. That's when we say Pesach Rishon has Halal, the second Pesach does not. However, Zokta Mishnah Vayter, Zeh v'zeh, both the Pesach Rishon as well as the Pesach Sheni, Te'unin Halal Basiyosan, when you make the Karban Pesach, both require Halal. Here we don't have this pasuk that says only Kileil Hischadish Chag. The Halal of night, the Halal of eating. There we said that's only Pesach. Pesach is a special time. Or even at night, it's mamish like day, it's a time of Halal. Even Pesach Sheni doesn't have that Mila. But as far as making the Karban Pesach by day, then you have to say Halal. Both Karban Pesachs, Pesach Rishon, as well as those that are doing it Pesach Sheni. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, as far as Pesach Sheni is concerned, as we have already explained. Halachis that have to do with the carbon itself, which the Batanura referred to as mitzvahs shebigufay, as opposed to mitzvahs shealgufay, are the same. And therefore, even in regard to the Pesach Sheni, we say, Menachal and Tzali can only be eaten roasted, not cooked. Al matzah semroirim, with matzah and maror. And here's something else that both the Pesach Rishon and the Pesach Sheni have in common, the Doichenes HaShabbos. If Yud Aleph Nisan or Yud Aleph Iyar falls on Shabbos, we're still makriv of the Karban Pesach. The Mefarshim do explain, however, yes, Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni have in common that they're both Doichenes HaShabbos, but they do not have in common the Inyan of Tumah. Pesach Rishon, if most of the people are Tamei, or most of the Kehanim are Tamei, so we're makriv of the Karban anyway. There is no such exclusion, no such heter for Pesach Sheni. The whole purpose of Pesach Sheni, like we see in the Pasuk, was for those who were Tamei, to give a chance to be makrivit b'tahara. So memela, there is no din of Tumah hitra b'tzibur if most of the people are Tamei, that you should be able to be makriv a Pesach Sheni. The Tosfos Yamtiv says that really there are more things which are different between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. The Tana does not list all of them. For example, remember what we learned about in regard to the Pesach Rishon that has to be shechted in three groups? No such din in regard to Pesach Sheni that has to be shechted in three groups. If you remember, we learned a halacha in regard to Pesach Rishon that it's toin biker dalid yamim. For 4 days, you have to check out the carbon and make sure that it's all right. there's no din by the Pesach Sheni that has to be checked to make sure it doesn't have a mum, Dalid Yamim. What about the Haggadah? Do we say the Haggadah by Pesach Sheni? So the Sfasemis explains, no, the Haggadah is not said on Pesach Sheni. And this is true even if someone didn't say the Haggadah by Pesach Risha. The mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim applies only to the night of Pesach. Sfasem says the Mishnah doesn't even have to tell me that. That wouldn't be a chiddush. The Mishnah does have to tell me in regard to Halil. I would have thought the Halil has to do with the simcha of bringing the carbon itself. So maybe that would apply to Pesach Sheni. So the Mishnah has to tell me a chiddush that no. When we eat the carbon Pesach, we don't say Halil, and that's learned from the pasuk of Kileil Hiskadesh Chag. But Haggadah, that's Pashit, that it's not by Pesach Sheni. Okay, quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. What's the difference in Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? Basically, as the Bat Tanura explained it to us, there are mitzvahs shebigufay and mitzvahs she'al gufay. Mitzvahs shebigufay means anything that has to do with the actual processing of the carbon or the way the carbon is eaten. It has to be eaten roasted, it has to be eaten matzah and mor together. And that's learned from the pasuk Yichal Chukas HaPesach. Anything that has to do with the Chukas HaPesach itself, that's the same with Pesach Sheni. But mitzvahs that are not mitzvahs shebigufay, rather mitzvahs she'algufay, like the fact that you can't have chametz in your rishos, the mitzvah ba'yiro ba'yimotze, that applies only to Pesach Rishay, not to Pesach Sheni. Furthermore, the Mishnah told us, only the Pesach Rishayin requires halal as we're eating it, not the second one. That's learned from the Pasuk. Pasuk in Yeshaya, Shir Yilachem Kaleil Eskadesh Chag. That's actually about the Nevuah of Sancheriv. When Sancheriv came to destroy Yerushalayim, it was the night of Pesach, and the Shira of the Malachim came and wiped out all of the soldiers of Sancheriv. And that was the night of Pesach. That Shir will be like the Shir of Leil Eskadesh Chag. So we know the Shir is only the night of Pesach, not Pesach Sheni. However, that's only when you eat the carbon. When you bring the carbon, when you're processing the carbon, then there is Halal both Pesach Rishon as well as Pesach Sheni. Furthermore, the Mishnah told us that both the Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni are Doicha Shabbos, and we explained that the Mefarshim understand from here Pesach Sheni is Doicha Shabbos like Pesach Rishon, but it's not Doicha Tumah. Even though there's a din of Tumah Hutra Betziba in regard to Pesach Rishon, the same does not apply to Pesach Sheni.